Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today we'll look at another summary attribute of God, His unity. How does God's unity summarize His attributes? God's unity says that each attribute of God is true of all of God in full conjunction with each other attribute. So put simply, they all work together in everything that God is and does. They aren't individual traits that are added to God such that you could take one away without affecting the others. Each one is intricately, perfectly tied to each of the others, so that if you try to remove or affect one, you remove or affect all of them. In light of that understanding, let me give us a short definition. God's unity means that each attribute of God qualifies each other attribute of God and God's entire being. Now there's times that when God acts, certain attributes are more clearly seen than others. For instance, the forgiveness offered through Jesus is a clear demonstration of grace and mercy. But that doesn't mean that God's holiness or justice or any other attribute isn't also present in that wonderful act. So we might put it this way. Anytime God acts, His whole being is at work. Though we could cite numerous verses here, I'll just give us two to help paint the picture. 1 John 1:5 says God is light. 1 John 4:8 says God is love. Now both of these verses from the same book of the Bible describe God's being. He isn't partly light or love. Rather, He is fully those things. It isn't one or the other, and it isn't one more or less than the other. It's fully both. And this is the case with all of God's attributes. So in a practical sense, we can say that there's never an act of God that isn't an expression of His holiness, patience, goodness, kindness, and so on. This means that God doesn't stop being loving when He exercises wrath. He doesn't stop being forgiving when He exercises judgment. He doesn't stop being just when He forgives and shows mercy. Any one of God's attributes are never at the exclusion of another. Now, what does all this have to do with us? First, it helps us understand that God's actions all work in harmony with one another because they are all fueled by the same collection of attributes. We don't have to wonder if God is going to be more or less patient this time, or loving or merciful. And likewise, when God disciplines us or allows suffering into our lives, that doesn't mean that He has stopped loving us. In fact, those things are necessarily because He loves us. Second, it helps us better reflect God as His image bearers. Just like each of God's actions perfectly reflect His attributes, each of God's actions reflect a perfect balance and unity as well. God's love doesn't check out when He exercises punishment. God's justice doesn't check out when He exercises patience. God's holiness doesn't check out when He exercises reconciliation. And in the same way, we ought to act with the same balance and unity of attributes. We often caricaturize God's attributes, and then we try to reflect that attribute, not realizing that we're altering those attributes that we're trying to model. For instance, we try to reflect a type of love without reflecting holiness, or a type of holiness without reflecting mercy. When we do these things, we're not truly reflecting God. We have made our own version of His attributes. So may we follow Jesus, the perfect picture of God's unity, as we seek to reflect God to the world around us.